Welcome to Becoming Limitless. This is the podcast for entrepreneurs who want to optimize their brain and their body with biohacking. I'm going to teach you how to eliminate brain fog and upgrade your health so you can have more productivity, energy, and growth in your business. I'm your host, Tanessa Shears. Let's jump in. Welcome back to the Becoming Limitless podcast. How has your week been? I hope it has been going really good. So today's episode, I'm titling Chasing Dreams, Not Dollars. And it is going to be a part two to the previous episode I recorded and released called When is Enough Enough with Rob Murgatroyd. If you haven't listened to that, it's a really good place to start, but you can still listen here first. But to summarize that episode, it just went over a concept that I heard on Rob's podcast where he really defined when enough was enough for him and when he started realizing that his business was subtracting from his life and his experience and no longer adding to it. And it was the inspiration for a huge pivot that my husband and I went through almost a year ago now, where we have decided to create a business that supports our life and not put our life to surround our business, if that makes sense. And much of the time, like if you hear me talk on the podcast or you see my posts, you might look from the outside in and see that I have a ton of space during my day. Like I don't have a lot on my schedule. I don't have a lot going on. We leave a pretty calm day-to-day, simple life, white space on the calendar. And this episode is going to be a little bit of an insight onto how I do that, right? I'm going to be answering how we found our enough, how we decided when was enough enough when it came to all of the responsibilities in our lives, and when we decided to draw that line and prioritize life experience over growing just for the sake of growing, right? And this is related to your business, because so many of us create these businesses so that we can have time freedom and be able to choose who we want to spend our time with and when we do, but our businesses become prisons. And I don't just mean that in the sense that you're working all the time, but it's all you can think about. It's all you do. It's the whole, everything in your life circles around growing the business, doubling the revenue, tripling the revenue, getting more clients, expanding your network. Like our life starts to encircle that. And it is when that happens that we start losing that time and that zest for life and hobbies and just really enjoying going on trips, traveling, living the life. We often put off these lives that we want all the way, you know, until we get to the successful business, and it usually ends up being until retirement. But in my person, this is just me speaking from the heart. I want to live my best life now while my kids are small and I am healthy and I have my family still here with me. And so when I heard this episode that Rob did of When is Enough Enough on his podcast, and then I interviewed him on my podcast, it really just sparked this idea of, do I need all of these big, fancy, flashy business milestones that I'm chasing? And I've said this before, but you spend 5 minutes on Instagram or 5 minutes on Facebook, and you'll see 50 business coaches, and they'll be offering, you know, fastest way to 50K months, or here's the strategy for 30K months, or $1 million years. And that's all fine and good. But it really had conditioned my mind over the years that, like, okay, I hit the 10K months, got it. Now I gotta hit the 20K months, got it. Now I gotta hit the 30K months, right? And my brain just never ever was satisfied, because that was all the influence I was seeing. And so this has kind of evolved my life, and it has changed, and I really feel that it has allowed for so much space, and nothing has given me more personal peace than space on my calendar. I am not overworking for the sake of growth. So in this episode today, I just wanted to share with you how we found out how much money we needed, when was enough enough, to live our dream life and not worry about pursuing more growth for some undefined reason, right? And you'll have been noticing over, you know, the last dozen or so episodes, like I have been starting to share more of my personal journey because I'm recognizing that becoming limitless is so much more than just getting good sleep and good food and moving your body and feeling good, right? It's about enjoying the life that you're living and creating the optimal circumstances for that to happen. So this is kind of like a fourth part in this extended series. The first episode was episode 87, Breaking Boundaries. And that episode was about how we became financially independent, the money moves that we had to make in order to generate a boatload of passive income so we didn't have to work if we didn't want to. Episode 97 was actually, it's called Freedom and Fire. It's how my husband and I hit financial independence and what that was like being on the other side and recognizing that, you know, once you're at the mountaintop, it's not as great as you think it is, and what it really made us look at our life and be like, okay, well, if money wasn't the answer to all the problems, like what is going to make our life feel amazing? So episode 97. And then of course, last episode, episode 100 is When Is Enough Enough with Rob Murgatroyd. And that again was the podcast that spawned so much of these conversations my husband and I have been having and given us so many pivots in our life. So I'm going to be guiding you through the exact kind of thought process that my husband and I have been going through over the previous years that has helped us really figure out how much it costs to live our life, how much it costs to have our dream life, and what that means for time and money we need to make and produce in our business to live that life. Then we get to decide, is it enough? Do we need more? And will making more money make us any happier? Will it change our life at all? So I'm going to guide you through that. Now, what I'm also going to do is I'm going to link in the description a kind of, I don't know, I'm going to link a PDF basically, which is going to put all of the numbers on a piece of paper, because I recognize that talking about numbers may make it kind of hard to conceptualize. I'm going to do my best to keep it clear, but if you're wanting to follow along visually, I'll put a link in the description to just a PDF with the numbers as they kind of are flowing, so it might make a little more sense if your brain is having trouble, I guess, picturing the numbers that I'm talking about. So in this process of figuring out when enough is enough, step number one is you need to know your money numbers. You need to know what you spend on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, on a monthly basis. You need to know the money that is coming in. And this is something I've actually began in 2014. So 2014 is when I opened my business, and I knew I needed to be very responsible with my numbers if I was going to own a business, because as entrepreneurs, we know that there are high months and there are low months and there are fluctuations in income levels. So I could no longer just close my eyes and go through life as if I still had a job that paid the same amount every single, you know, biweekly paycheck. So I began tracking on, it was Excel at the time, and now it's Google Sheets. And I was tracking all of my numbers. At first, it was just to learn, but we're talking almost 10 years later now, and this is something I still do. So I will make sure that I am tracking my net cash flow in and my net cash flow out. So right now, coming into our household, we have my business, we have Flynn's business, we have the amount of dividends that our investment portfolio gives us every month, we have a child tax benefit that comes in, and we have stuff that we sell around the house. Those are all of the things that come in, income in, every single month. Now, once you have those numbers, you also need to know what your expenses are. Now, this is a practice that I have started tracking biweekly. So right around the 15th of the month and the 1st of the month, I will sit down and I will go through all our credit card statements, bank statements, and I will actually keep a spreadsheet up to date so that I can see at a glance, hey, where are we overspending? Where are we needing to allocate a bit more budget because inflation has gone up, stuff like that. So things that I track include housing expenses. So for us, it's rent. For you, it might be mortgage or property taxes or homeowners association strata fees. We track transportation. This includes things like car payments, gas, car insurance, bus tickets, anything like that. Next one, household bills, your phone, your internet, your utilities, all of that kind of stuff. Anything that is a regular household bill. We also track healthcare expenses and fitness. So I use things like if you put a gym membership in there, if you have a Peloton subscription like I do, that goes in there, prescriptions, life insurance, anything like that. We track food, and in the food category, we actually put groceries, eating out, and entertainment all in the same budget. We also track personal spending. So this includes if we want to go shopping, clothes, we have subscriptions to different, maybe like Netflix, haircuts, all of those kind of things go under personal spending. And then lastly, we have other, which includes things like we get our house cleaned every other month and gifts and all of that kind of stuff. So this is how we track all the money that is going out. And in any given month, literally since 2014, I can tell you exactly what our net cash flow is, how much we made subtracted by how much we spent. And that is so freeing when you know if you are overspending or underspending every month. Because if you want to get control of your life and really start to know your numbers, you need to know how much you're spending. It's just not something that you can ignore, right? And so I can tell you, like, I'm recording this very end of September right now. And in June, our expenses going out are $6,849 and change. July was $5,081 and August was $5,364. So like I can tell you, you'll start to notice that there are pretty consistent trends on what your spending looks like. So you need to know those numbers so that we can move forward. Now, once you have this, what I started doing was I started making a budget and I would stick to it. So you can kind of tell your car payments are similar, phone bills are similar, grocery bills are similar every month. So we started being able to map out what our spending would look like every month. And now kind of what we do is we've been budgeting for so long that I just do a budget update every year. But if you're just starting out, I highly recommend setting a budget. And I use Google Sheets. It just makes it super easy. But I do a budget with all those columns and how much I think we're going to be spending that much. And I make this budget. And if you're brand new to it, I would update it every 3 months, kind of make it a rolling 3 month budget. So you always know, okay, this has been the average over the last 3 months, because there's definitely going to be months where you're going to have higher expenses or something big. Like if you go on a trip or you buy a computer or you're paying for car insurance in full instead of monthly, like there's going to be fluctuations, but your goal is to start establishing your average, right? So you'll have learned in episode 87 that our family is financially independent. My two little girls, my husband and I. And what financially independent basically means is that we no longer rely on business or work income to fund our lifestyle, because the dividends or the distributions from our investment portfolio actually cover all of our life expenses. And we needed to be very clear on our net cash flow every month to decide if we were financially independent or not, and to be able to set goals, right? Because right now, our current dividend income per month plus the child benefit we get from the government comes to $6,926 per month. If you were listening to what my average expenses were every month, which sit, you know, somewhere around $5,800, then you can see that we actually have our expenses covered every month before we even work. Now, I got to tell you that this is, if you want to know how we did this, I very easily lay it out in some of those other episodes, but this was something that really changed the game for us. We have also made it a kind of a fun goal we have. We always say, like, our passive income portfolio has retired us from mandatory work. We actually call our portfolio Dividend Dave. I don't know. It's just kind of a funny joke we came up with. But we actually now have the goal to have our businesses retire our portfolio, which basically means that our income now funds our lifestyle, so we don't have to use our investments, so it can keep compounding over time, right? That is the legacy that we are going to be leaving our family and our kids, is this portfolio that we have been growing, right? As it compounds year over year. And we've, you know, done a pretty good job of that. We've only had to withdraw money from the portfolio dividends and distributions on 2 months. And that was actually to just pay off of my car in full when the lease ended back in January 2022. Okay, so far, you now know what your net cash flow is and you're tracking your expenses, right? We made a working budget so you have an idea of how much you spend every month, right? Our current budget, on average, if you average out 12 months, is $5,879 per month. That does fluctuate up and down, but it averages right around that. So I can start predicting how much our expenses are going to look like. Now, here's where we get to the fun part, because you had to know your numbers. Here's the fun thing. Now you get to start your wants list. So Flynn and I sat down and we wrote out everything that we might want or what would feel fun and how we'd want to spend. Now, I am going to frame this by saying we live in Vancouver. It is a high cost of living city, but at the same time, we're minimalists. We don't have a lot of things. We don't place a lot of value on material goods. We like to spend more on experiences. Everybody gets to do this differently, but it'll reflect a lot kind of in the choices that we are going to be sharing going forward. Some people really love the feeling of driving a nice car. Some people really like to spend on housing. We like to spend on travel and experiences. So everyone's wants list is going to look different. All right. So what we actually did was we created a 3-level life, and we can kind of think of these as milestones, right? So level 1 life is going to be considered what we have right now and what life costs right now. And the next level up for us would be plus 4 months of travel per year. That would be our level 1 life. So we kind of did a bit of the math and we found out that, you know, if we accommodate for flights and Airbnbs and just living expenses and groceries and everything like that, we figured it would be about $7,000 a month to travel. And keep in mind, like, I really like to have ocean views. Like, if I'm going to travel, I want to travel. I want to do experiences. I want to eat the food, right? So I figure it's going to be about $7,000 a month to travel. Now, what I started looking at were, okay, so if we're away from the house, what are the costs and expenses to keep the house going, right? Like, we still got to pay rent. We still got to pay utilities, blah, 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 stuff like that. We're not paying for things like gas or food or car insurance or house cleaning, obviously, while we're gone, right? Those things aren't going to be a factor anymore. So what we figured out, we did a little bit of calculating. We figured it's going to cost us $10,700 per month to live. This includes keeping our rent at our house, our utilities on, all that stuff I mentioned, plus the $7,000 of travel. So $10,700 a month on the months we travel, and then our regular budget of $5,900 a month on the non-travel months. So here's the thing. When we look at doing 4 months of the travel budget and then 8 months of the non-travel budget, we figured out that our level 1 life, meaning our life as it is right now, plus 4 months of what I feel like is fancy travel a year, only will require $89,832 per year take home. That's after taxes. That's it. To travel bougie 4 months a year and live the life we have now, we only need to take home basically $90,000 a year. That feels pretty doable between my husband and I, right? And that's if we don't want to use any of our monthly dividends. So if you remember back, I said that we get about $6,900 in passive income every month. So if we wanted to use our $6,900 in passive income per month, and we wanted to use that to live our life instead of to reinvest, we would only need to make $6,000 take home per year to travel for 4 months and live the life we have now. Like, that is insane. And I very much recognize that not everyone listening to this is going to have the passive income or the dividends or anything like that. But the point I really want to show you here is the life you have now. Once you know your numbers and how much that costs, you can start looking at, if I want to travel 1 month a year, 2 months a year, 2 weeks a year, whatever it is, you can then see how much you need to earn in order to have that, right? And so from there, we're like, okay, that's level 1 life. We like to reinvest our dividends, so we like to pretend they don't exist. So I only need to take home basically $90,000 a year to travel for 4 months a year. That is so doable. I like it. Okay. So level two life. All right. Level two, what would we get on our wants list? What is the next step up? So it would be everything we have now, plus 4 months of travel per year. And then I ask you, what would be on that list for you? And for us, it was, we want a babysitter to come, one or two times a month so we can have a date night. We'd want to have all of our groceries delivered instead of having to go out to get them. I want to have monthly cleaning instead of bi-monthly cleaning. I want to have $500 in shopping and just like, I want to be able to walk into Lush and I can do that now, but I want to walk into Lush and have like Lush is a hand lotion and bath and body store here in Canada. I want to be able to walk in there and just be like, I want that and I want that. And I just, that freedom, that there's fun shopping money to play with every month, right? And then, so when I figured babysitting, grocery delivery, monthly cleaning, shopping and all of that, well, we'd only be experiencing those things on the 8 months that we're here for a month if we want to travel for four. So that only adds an extra $6,900 per year to have our level two life. So we then did the math and to have our level two life of 4 months of travel, babysitting, shopping or grocery delivery, monthly cleaning, fun shopping, it's only going to cost us $96,752 of take home per year. That doesn't seem too crazy when we're, you know, Flynn and I both have businesses. Like that's doable. And the crazy thing is when we were doing this, we're like, we already take home more than that. That's so crazy. We could be living our level two dream life right now. So after you have found your level two life, what's in it? What it costs, what you would need to make and take home per year, then you go to level three. And level three is what I call everything you could possibly think of, minus, you know, like a one-off purchase. Like if my husband wants to buy some camera gear or something like that, or we need a new couch. But I'm talking about like regular monthly expenses, everything all in that we might want. And so we basically said, okay, we're going to have everything from level two. Plus we want all of our food cooked and delivered to our door every month. So we don't have to do any cooking anymore. Okay. I also want to have a full-time life coach in addition to a business coach. Me and my husband want to have tandem personal training sessions. So we want to have a personal trainer come to our house in home every month, every week. We want to have a tutor for the girls when we are here homeschooling them because we're going to be world schooling them while we're traveling. So we want to have a tutor. And I also just wanted another $500 a month in fun money. So we're looking at now all of these things together, the life we're living now, 4 months of bougie travel, babysitting, grocery delivery, a monthly cleaning, $1,000 in shopping money, all our meals cooked and delivered to us, a full-time life coach, a full-time in-home personal trainer, tutoring for the girls. Like you see how we're just like, this is literally all the things that we want. There are a lot of experience-based things, right? And I added all of that up and this level three life here, just the level three was an extra $51,000 per year. So we're only in town, remember this, 8 months a year, because we're going to be traveling for four. So $51,000 a year. So if I want my level three life, and I have all of the things that I've talked about from level one, level two, level three, this is what blew my mind. All the things I could dream of putting down only cost $147,952 per year take home. Like this blew my mind. Like it's so weird when you think about your dream life, like have you ever thought about how much it would cost? Have you thought about what it would include? Most of us don't even go to that point of dreaming. We just think it's out of our reach. And then here we are in our businesses, grinding, overworking, growing just to grow, never taking seasons off. And when I found out everything that I could possibly think of wanting was like $147,952 a year take home, I was like, oh, for real? Why? Well, I'm curious now. When I was originally like, I want to make $1 million, which I mean, heck, I might still make $1 million a year one day. But when I was aiming that, what was I thinking it was going to get me that $147,952 a year wouldn't get me? What is the experience that $1 million, what is all the extra stuff? And Would I have to be working differently or more? Or would I have to miss out on my girls growing up? Would I have to miss out on travel, feeling healthy in my body, getting good sleep in order to get that $1 million? And this goes back to what Rob said on the last episode, to the answer to the question, when is enough enough? Enough is enough when it erodes the bandwidth for a great quality life. Enough is enough when it erodes the bandwidth for a great quality life. So if I have a great quality life now, and what it will take to reach $1 million a year, let's just say, and not that that's a bad goal, there's nothing wrong with that, but just giving you a little perspective. Will I have to erode the bandwidth for the time with my kids, the days with nothing scheduled, the amount of time I have to read and relax and just enjoy my life, go for walks every day, exercise, get a lot of sleep? Like, if that erodes the bandwidth for my life, but it does, it goes so far above and beyond my dream level 3 life. What is the point? Is it worth eroding my life to achieve something that doesn't actually change my life? And so when I had this number of 147,952, I was like, okay, let's do some reverse math. I'm going to add back in the personal taxes I would pay from our business income as dividend distributions, right? From our corporation. Okay, so I'm going to add back in the 15% tax. And then I'm going to add back in the corporation expenses. So I'm adding back in personal tax, business tax, and expenses. And here's the crazy thing. Me and my husband in our corporation together only need to make a gross $264,250 in sales, not net, sales, to have this wild dream life. And that is crazy, because when I break that down, that's like, I don't know, a new client every week, 1.5 clients every week. And now I just have to ask the question, what do I need to do to sign 1.5 new clients per week? How many calls booked? How many conversations do I need to have? Our dream life is 1.5 clients per week for me. And that's if I just do it on my own. And that's with saving all our distributions and dividends. So the question I ask for you is, how much does your life cost now to live? And how much would you need to earn in your business to sustain that? Now, what are the level 1, level 2, level 3 lives that you envision for yourself? And what would you need to make per year to sustain that? Your business does never need, it can, you're welcome to do it. It does never need to grow beyond that point. Obviously, inflation, things like that, costs are going to change. But just follow me for a second. You will never have to earn more than that to have the quality of life and the experiences that you have defined in your life. Every dollar you make after that is just extra. And if you can make more than that and still keep integrity with the life that you have now and the bandwidth you have for your life now, go for it. You chase it. But if earning more money because you saw 100 people tell you that more is the only option, grow for the sake of grow, all the internet gurus telling you, you know, you have to, $1 million is the next goal. If it doesn't make your life any happier and it erodes the bandwidth for your life, then you just get to ask yourself, is it worth it? And for me now, anything beyond $264,000 a year, I mean, what would be the point if it erodes the bandwidth of my life? So I'm always coming back down to this question now, is when is enough enough? Enough for us is $264,250 a year. That is enough. If we earn more than that, great, but never at the expense of our life. And what I've established now with the bandwidth that I have is I can accomplish that on my own in 20 to 25 hours per week of work. Anything that puts me beyond 20 to 25 hours of work that I have not said this is a defined season with a start date and an end date of more, you know, a little bit of a push or a season or a launch, it's a defined period. But if anything goes beyond that 20 to 25 hours consistently long term, I have to ask myself if it's worth sacrificing my quality of life now to get a financial result down the road that will not change how I feel about my life. Like I said in those other episodes, I have been to the financial, what it feels like, the mountaintops, and I have money in the bank account now that we didn't envision ever having, and it doesn't feel any different every single day. It feels the same. And so now I know that the money is never going to create the life I want. I have to do that with the choices I make, with how I spend my time, and recognizing what is worth sacrificing the bandwidth for my life, right? Like if you have $1,000 a month car payment, how much bandwidth does that take from your life to sustain that? If you get a bigger house, how much bandwidth does it take to sustain that, right? And it's no wrong answer. You just have to negotiate it with yourself. This is why you don't see me working a ton. This is why I show up online like 4 days a week at most. It is because I have enough. I am no longer growing just to grow. And I'm here. And when I want more than that, and when my brain kicks up and says, hey, but if we work an extra 10 hours a week, we could reach that $1 million goal. Cool. But I ask myself, why? Will it make me any happier than this current life I'm enjoying? And the answer for me is usually no. So what I wanted to give you guys today is just how I discovered if enough was enough when it came to business pursuit and growth. And like I said, I will put just a very brief PDF summary, and you can click on that in the link in the description, and it will just allow you to kind of see the different things we factored in. And I might invite you, figure out what your life costs right now and what you would need to earn in your business to maintain your current life. And then do the same thing for a level one life, and the same thing for a level two life, and the same thing for a level three life. It may shock you how little it costs to have your dream life. And from there, you can choose to adjust your business goals or not, and decide if this life that you want to live is worth the bandwidth erosion for the life that you really want to enjoy: family time, hobbies, life outside of your business. So I hope this has been inspiring. And like I said, kind of the fourth in a four-part series. If I will make sure I link the other episodes in the description where I talk about kind of the financial side of our world and how things are changing and how we have set ourselves up for we're doing 2 months in Panama coming up. But I hope this has been insightful and revealing. And like I said, I'm always open to questions on Instagram. Don't ever feel like you need to be a stranger. I'm pretty open book on stuff like this. Happy to answer questions and hopefully inspire you to just start thinking for yourself. What if you chased your dreams and not just dollars for the sake of dollars, and started answering the question, when is enough enough? I'll see you next week. Bye.
Learn something new in this episode or feel inspired to take action? I'd love for you to share it with a friend and leave a review. Your review will help one more entrepreneur feel healthier, more energized, and focused. If you feel good about helping a friend or a fellow business owner you've never even met, you are my kind of people. I'm excited to help you become limitless in the coming episodes.